Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. By more than 3-1, Americans now telling CBS pollsters that the state of our union is weak. You think maybe the balloon incident, balloon gate, whatever you want to call it, shows Joe's weakness and how out of touch he is, and then our giggling vice president. And it took off. The rocket ship took off. it's downright scary. Anyway, we have a CBS News YouGov poll, a disaster for Biden, by more than 3-1 Americans saying the state of the union, the nation, is weak as opposed to strong. 49% say America under Biden is a nation in decline. Only 11% describe America as prosperous. 57% say Biden has made inflation worse. I've got the numbers to back it up. Only 22% say he's made it better. 55% say he's driven gas prices higher. And I told you that you'd have an artificial reduction in gas prices once he depleted half of our strategic petroleum reserves, the rest of which he's now trying to sell to China, which makes absolutely positively zero sense at all. We're now paying a dollar more than what we paid under Donald Trump, and it's going higher. And you see it in your heating bills in the winter and your cooling bills this summer. It's not going to go up anytime soon because they have abandoned energy independence, which they inherited. They abandoned America being a net exporter of energy. A full 49% of Americans say their family finances are worse off now than they were before Biden became president. Only 18% are saying it's better. 47% say the world has less respect for America because of Biden's policies. That is an understatement. Why everybody's not getting it, I don't really know. Nearly two-thirds of Americans rate the state of the union as not strong. This is a Marist poll. A full 62% of Americans think the State of the Union is not very strong or not strong at all. 72% of respondents are independents. 69% of Republicans say that Biden's leadership has left America weaker. Biden, I'm sure, will brag about accomplishments tonight, even though voters say that he hasn't had any. You have 62% of Americans now saying that he's not achieved much in his first 2 years in office, Washington Post, ABC News poll. I mean, he'll declare tonight the state of the economy is strong. The state of the union is strong. Okay. This is the easiest speech that any president ever gives. And apparently I read today that Joe has been practicing in big font with cookies and milk. Remember that Michael Jackson tape we used to play? Put a little cookies, milk, and tuck them in and play music. It's beautiful. It's how the whole world should be. He's talking about getting in bed with children of strangers. Very bizarre interview. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you not traumatize yourself. One good news for tonight is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the youngest governor in the country, and I think the first female governor in Arkansas. She will be giving the GOP response tonight. My prediction is she's going to do a great job, and I think she'll deliver pointed commentary at the decline of Biden since he has been in office. It is obvious. There's nothing that he can refer to as something that would be, quote, successful. Biden intends to unveil tonight his plan to reassert U.S. global leadership just days after, you know, we went through 8 days of the spy balloon. As Joe Biden, oh, we were aware of where it was going. That's what Jean-Pierre said. No, they had no idea where it was going. I know the recovery efforts, they apparently are finding some parts of it. Why do I imagine they're not going to find the part that deals with the technology involved in the sophisticating spyware that was likely on that balloon? I don't know. I'm guessing, just a guess, that they're not going to find that part. But if you want to talk about bad timing, can anyone explain once a Chinese spy balloon flies into Alaska airspace? Alaska is not exactly the most populated state in the country. You know, before it gets to Canada, you could have found a place that you could have safely taken that balloon out of the air. But no, they let it go all the way down the west coast of Canada, all the way into Idaho, all the way across the country into Montana, then Missouri, then Kansas, making its way across the entire country to North and South Carolina, passing through Kentucky and other states. And I'm thinking, why? How do you let that happen? Because you know that was a test, number one, of the communist Chinese. Then the big lie, well, this is to Donald Trump. He had three incidents, three. We discovered three incidents. You know, we've been able to piece it together long after the fact. Now, they were minor incursions, and they weren't, you know, didn't last very long, but three of them we've been able to discover. Show me the satellite imaging that backs up that claim, because I don't believe a word of it. There's not a single person that worked for Donald Trump, not one, that worked in intelligence or defense ever heard about it. I mean, you just, every single person from John Ratcliffe to Mike Pompeo to Mark Esper to John Bolton, and it goes on and on and on. Chris Miller, former defense secretary, will join us later today. They all said the same thing. Even Steve Daines in Montana said Biden should have shot the Chinese balloon down in Montana, never mind Alaska. I mean, we're not dealing with, you know, New York City, where you have the highest concentration of people in the smallest geographical area. So it's not looking good when you look at the polls and what America thinks. Now, Joe's not going to do a terrible job tonight. The weird thing was, I forgot where I read this. Apparently, they have a picture of milk and cookies, big font. Joe Biden has been reading over his speech for days and days and days and days and days. And then they kind of implying that he might have a stutter or stuttering problem. Not something I'd ever heard specifically about Joe Biden in the past. Maybe that is their way of acknowledging that he is a complete cognitive mess. But this, I'm telling you, this is the easiest speech a president will ever give. You know, you read a couple of lines, you get interrupted, you take a drink of water, everybody stands and claps on your side. Usually the other side sits on their hands and doesn't clap. There'll be, you know, a number of times during the evening where everybody will stand up. America needs a strong national defense. Okay, who's going to disagree with that? Well, maybe the squad members will. I have no idea. So Biden will unveil his plan to reassert global leadership after, what, 8 days of a Chinese spy balloon flying all over the United States, coast to coast. But apparently that's part of his theme, to reassert America's leadership around the world as his administration grapples with the fallout from this disastrous Chinese surveillance balloon. The Pentagon is warning Congress that China now has more ICBM launchers than we do. I wonder if that'll be in the speech tonight. I tend to think not. China has now surpassed the U.S. in the number of land-based intercontinental missile launchers, and the U.S. military reportedly informed Congress amid the already heightened tensions between the two nations. You think maybe it's time for us to play a little catch-up? You think maybe China and Russia firing their hypersonic missiles, maybe it's time for us to show off a little of our military technology to let them know that we have the capability, even more sophisticated technology than they do? I think that would be a pretty good thing to do. I mean, it's, you know, all of this is unbelievable. There's going to be a look. Let me tell you one thing that the mob won't tell you. There's going to be a lot of lying tonight. Steve Moore had a great column as it relates to the economy. Biden will say that he reduced the budget deficit by $1.4 trillion. No president in modern times comes close to Biden when you look at the reality and the truth in terms of fiscal recklessness. In his first 2 years, the national debt went up $4.2 trillion. That's more than in any two period of American history. Last year, our debt as a share of GDP, which, by the way, even surpasses many third world nations, and it's at a point where you cannot have economic growth. It hit an all-time high of 129%. I think right now it's probably close to 100. I mean, you know, online with many third world countries. Historically, it's only been 46% debt to GDP ratio. Biden will blame Donald Trump and say he inherited an economy in free fall. He will claim inflation was high when he entered office. That will be another lie. He will say he has brought down gas prices. No, you're still paying over $1 a gallon than when Donald Trump was president, and it's only going higher. So all of this he's going to say, none of this will be true or accurate. Let me give you the numbers because I did some research today with my Cracker Jack team here. If you look at all items, CPI, Consumer Price Index, January 21, when Biden took office, was only 1.4%. This is the inflation measure. Now it's 6.5% for 2022. If you want to look at slowing GDP growth, gross domestic product, when he came into office, it was a strong and healthy 3.9%. It's down a full point. If you look at what a 30-year fixed rate mortgage was in January of 2021, it was 2.7%. As of last week, it was 7%. I mean, that we're talking about thousands of dollars a month. It's impacting people's ability to buy homes. If you look at non-farm job openings increasing, you went from 7.2 million in January of 21, now over 11 million. If you look at the trade deficit in 2020, it was $682 billion. Now it's, you know, up by a full third, $948 billion, the largest it's ever been. If you look at wage gains, two-thirds of the country right now is living paycheck to paycheck, and it gets worse from there. If you look at national security, no troops died in combat in Afghanistan between February 2020 and until 13 got blown up during Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. There was no war in Ukraine until a year into Biden's term. North Korea has now conducted 33 missile tests under Trump's entire 4 years and zero tests between April of 2020 and March of 2021. So far, 44 missile tests by North Korea. Chinese incursions of Taiwan's naval territory and airspace in preparation of what the communist Chinese are calling reunification, meaning taking over the country. They've been regular occurrences under Biden, including a 20-aircraft intrusion in March of 2021. More recently, the balloon incident. Over 5 million illegal immigrants have entered this country last year alone, and just up to this point, you know, the first week of February of this year, we're at nearly 800,000 illegal immigrants have come in just this year alone. We're on track now to break last year's record high. When you include gotaways, well over 5.2 million illegal immigrants under Donald Trump. If you want to look at fentanyl seizures in January 2021, 945 pounds of fentanyl seized at the border. December of 2022, 4,471 pounds, a 373% increase. It's unbelievable. If you look at the terror watch list in fiscal year 2020, they caught three people trying to enter the country on the terror watch list. Last year, 100. In Biden's first 2 years, 1.2 million gotaways. You know, we're now up a full dollar a gallon, and this is after depleting our petroleum reserves under Biden. I mean, everything you pay for, heating bills, by the way, are now the highest they've been in 25 years. Under Biden, we're even selling, and he's still fighting to sell the remaining depleted strategic petroleum reserves to China. How does that make sense in light of what's happened in the last week?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
I doubt Joe's going to talk about not only the rising gas prices. He'll probably lie about that. U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves, they're down. There were 638,000, down to 388,000. 40-plus percent decrease. And Joe Biden is fighting to sell, which is, you know, a little ironic to me in light of what we've been through, is fighting Congress over the ability that he thinks he should have to sell our strategic petroleum reserves to China. Now, why would he do that? You know, and that brings us back to this whole China thing to begin with. You know, when is he going to hold China responsible for COVID? When is he going to challenge them on their territorial ambitions and flying fighter jets over our ally Taiwan and then lecturing us that we shouldn't even be visiting our ally? When is Joe Biden going to stop China from purchasing, or Chinese nationals from purchasing, thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land around our military installations? When is he going to stop this idiocy of selling our depleted strategic petroleum reserves? When is he going to stop China's intellectual property theft and unfair trade practices? When is he going to, you know, say something about the persecution of Chinese citizens and slave labor and the outright oppression of the minority Uyghurs community? When is he going to, you know, look into the possibility that that balloon could have been involved in an EMP incident or a biowarfare incident? When are we going to get a full accounting of every single deal every Biden has ever done with China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and every other country? Hopefully James Comer will get to the bottom of that. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program, give you more of a preview of the State of the Union propaganda tonight.
This is What's Right with America. You're listening to the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. We'll continue our preview of tonight's State of the Union address. Programming note, Hannity will be on immediately following the president and then the Republican response that will be given by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm actually looking forward to that. I think she's going to do a good job. That's my prediction. Very smart. Very sharp, great communicator, known her for years, and I think she'll do a great job. Listen, what's your Valentine's gift this year? Because I got an idea. You know, everybody wants to look their best. And this is the great thing about Chamonix products. They help you look that your best with their skincare products. Right now, every most popular package that they sell is 70% off, including their latest, greatest breakthrough in skincare technology. Genucel and Chamonix are always ahead of the curve. It's a probiotic moisturizer. They'll give it to you absolutely free. Yeah, the same ingredients you find in yogurt have the same nourishing benefits and goodness for your skin. And probiotic extracts target bad bacteria on the surface of your skin to restore balance to your skin's microbiome for a noticeably clearer complexion. And visibly, you look younger. Now, they actually sent it to Linda before they put it out publicly. They were excited about it. And you're the biggest advocate. And
listen, I'm not just, you know, your favorite guinea pig here. You know, I have wonderful results to report. You know, fine lines, wrinkles, dry skin, puffiness under your eyes, any of that stuff. The serums, the eye care, the moisturizers, they're fantastic. And it would make a great Valentine's Day gift for anybody.
Oh, I mean, you have like perfect skin.
I mean, I really, and
I don't think you've ever seen the light of day or gotten a sunburn in the last 50 years, but.
Well, there's no question I've got that Irish skin for sure. But it's got a big helping hand.
I can see out in the summer out there under the umbrella.
Oh, you know. Listen, I am definitely momming it up in the summer. It is not sexy time. It is mom time. It's a big old hat. It's long sleeves. It's an umbrella. It's a lot of sunscreen. Gosh. It's you know, listen, not just hiding from the paparazzi here. I'm looking young. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. Just go to Genucel.com/Sean. For the first time ever, every order at Genucel.com. It will include a Valentine's Day beauty box with two luxury gifts. That's Genucel.com/Sean from our friends at Chamonix. So Kevin McCarthy will be sitting next to Vice President Kamala Harris, your giggling vice president. And anyway, he did say earlier today that he does not plan on tearing up Joe Biden's State of the Union speech on live television tonight the way Nancy Pelosi did to Donald Trump. I don't know. Personally, maybe we can see Sarah Huckabee Sanders feeding Biden's speech into a shredder. I mean, because there's not going to be anything in here. Most of tonight, we're going to try and fact check when we get on the air after the speech, after the Republican response. We're going to try and fact check in real time every single lie that Joe Biden tells. And by the way, I've already am able to plan it. And you're saying, well, Hannity, you haven't seen the speech. How can you fact check a speech that hasn't been given? Because me and my Cracker Jack staff are anticipating that Joe is going to repeat the lies that he's already told. So we're getting ahead of the game by already having fact checking on what he's claiming and what he will claim tonight. And if he does claim it again and it is a lie, we'll call him out on it. I will tell you this, man, and we'll get to this later. I'll play you some tape of Kamala Harris. Democrats have had it with her. After the New York Times front page piece yesterday, I mean, they are out for Joe and Kamala. Who is they? I don't know. The only thing I can tell you is they are not the Republican Party. This is all a Democratic hit job.
Can I tell you something funny? Not to interrupt you, but to interrupt you because it's really worth your time.
Okay.
We had a caller call in who couldn't stay on the line, and they said every Republican...
Can you say that again? We had a caller call in.
Oh, gosh. How do you say it? Caller. He had a caller.
We had a caller call in.
Anywho, the caller called in and he said every GOP congressman and woman should walk in holding a white balloon and just sit there in front of him while he gives a soda. Honest to God, it would be amazing.
And actually, it would be funny. People were telling me that yesterday, too. This is where, you know, Sweet Baby James gives me, you know, some occasional printouts of memes and stuff. When he goes online, because I don't have access to any of my accounts. But anyway, the memes, I mean, it's hilarious. Did you see the one of the big balloon? Remember when Joe tripped three times going up the stairs of Air Force One?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, they have a balloon knocking him down three times. Now, that was a knockoff of Donald Trump hitting a golf ball.
Oh, the golf ball one was hysterical. Oh, my God.
That was pretty funny. But they're going after Kamala Harris and, you know, New York Times, they've lost hope in Kamala Harris. She hasn't risen to the occasion. Even some of her own advisors, and she's lost a lot of people that don't want to work for her anymore, are now speaking to the Times. There's a lot of on background and, and anonymity in this, but they're reporting that Democratic sources hold prominent positions in Capitol Hill and even around the country, and even those that helped get Harris elected and get her on the ticket in 2020, they're telling the New York Times that they are now doubting Harris's ability to be any potential leader of the Democratic Party. And I would say that's probably true. Sources close to Hillary Clinton saying she doesn't have what it takes to even win the primary, which might explain why I don't think she made it to Iowa, if my memory serves me right, when she was running the last time. So we'll see. Look, there's going to be a lot of things that probably frustrate you tonight. But remember, talk is cheap. I say this to my kids all the time. And I remember when I was young, I would say this to them. If you make a promise to your kids, if you make a promise to anybody, it should be the same thing. But if you make a promise to your kids, if you get straight A's on your report card, I will take you to Disney. And they get straight A's on their report card. You have to follow through on your promise. You have to. You get straight A's, I will buy you a puppy dog. Okay, they get straight A's, you got to buy them a puppy dog. If you don't want the puppy dog, don't make the promise unless you're pretty certain there's no chance in hell your kids are getting straight A's. It doesn't matter what Biden's going to promise tonight. It won't matter because in 2021, Biden vowed to get rid of, vowed to get millions of people back to work, yet then imposed vaccine and mask mandates that only made reopening that much harder and hurt the economy that much more, which goes into what I talked about earlier, the lies that he's going to tell tonight. And one of them is he's going to claim that he reduced the budget deficit by $1.4 trillion, when in reality, the national debt has risen $4.2 trillion. You know, he's going to say he inherited an economy in free fall when just the opposite is true. He's going to blame Trump for high gas prices. There's going to be a lot of blaming Trump in here, or MAGA Republicans, whatever he calls us. And he'll blame Omicron, and he'll blame Delta, and blame, I don't know what he's going to blame. You know, he'll talk about his great American rescue plan hasn't rescued anybody when two-thirds of the country are living paycheck to paycheck. And nearly fully 50% of people that even make $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. They can't make ends meet. I mean, this is, you know, all a result of Biden's economic and energy policies that have now cost the average American household $10,000. This is real money. Nobody factors in an additional $10,000 tax out of nowhere, out of thin air. And that's what Biden, by adhering to the climate alarmist religious cultists in his party, is now put on the country. You know, there's nothing that he said that would get better. And so he's in a position, the only thing he can do is lie. Democrats asked, do you want to see Joe Biden seek a second term? In October, it was 52%. Now it's 37. Nobody wants to see this guy reelected. No, nobody thinks he's up to the job. Nobody thinks Kamala's up to the job. I've been saying, if I had to bet today, and look, it's a long shot. I think Gavin Newsom would be the guy that Democrats stupidly would run to if they got an opportunity. And I think behind the scenes, he's probably plotting, planning, and scheming and picking out the drapes of the White House and the Oval Office. You know, but we'll see what they do here. Their Trump lie is not going over well, especially since they said that, well, there's three incidences under Donald Trump when he was president, but we didn't know about it at the time. What do you mean you didn't know about it at the time? Well, it was a very, very short duration when the balloon actually entered American airspace, but it just was here for a few minutes and then it left American airspace. Okay. Nobody knew. Left American airspace. And how is that comparable to from the Chinese spy balloon in Alaska going to Idaho, going across the country, flying over our ICBM silo missile sites, into Missouri, into Kansas, into Kentucky, into North and South Carolina. Explain me, how is that at all comparable? But you don't have to worry because the media mob will have Joe's back. It doesn't matter if Joe went up there and said five words and stumbled over all of them, the mob and the media would say, what a great speech. What a phenomenal speech. Aides describe a process in which the president spends weeks reading drafts aloud, eating cookies and milk, and rejecting anything that smacks of Washington speak. Okay. But the reality is 62% of Americans are saying Biden, this was in the Hill, and the Washington Post ABC poll that Biden has not achieved much during the first 2 years in office. And just bring it home to yourself. Be selfish for a minute. It's not really being selfish. What is your situation like? Are you better off financially than you were 2 years ago? Is the country more safe and secure than it was 2 years ago? Ask yourself those questions, and the answers speak for themselves. If his policies are working for you, well, you happen to be an anomaly, because it's not working for most people. Oh, he's going to propose a billionaire tax, which will really end up being a millionaire tax, which is probably going to end up being like his promise never to raise taxes on people making under $400,000 a year. Well, he just raised taxes on oil, gas, coal, on retirement accounts, and $250 billion on corporations that don't pay taxes, which means he's taxed all of us. So just because he says billionaire tax, it'll end up being millionaire, and it'll end up filtering down or trickling down, to use a phrase, to you, the American people. You know, it was an interesting question that came out about America. Where did I see it? It was on Fox News, I think, .com. Is America dying before our eyes? America's unrecognizable to the ever alarming decline of modern day America. Is that true? Fox Nation's America Requiem is a series of what the country used to be and a warning of what it could and may and is becoming. The America of the 1980s has pretty much vanished, according to Chris Rufo of Manhattan Institute. We're now entering a period of unprecedented economic, social, and cultural change. Well, let me put it this way. Did you ever think you'd be discussing in a congressional hearing whether or not biological men can bear children? Did you ever think coast to coast you'd hear story after story after story of young kids in elementary school having drag queens perform in their school? When we're not, you know, we spend more per capita education and we have the worst results. So, you know, Biden will talk about his strategy to reassert America's leadership on the world stage. You know, Biden will tout a policy on the economy, propose a billionaire minimum tax. By the way, you'll see Bono, Paul Pelosi, along with the mother of Tyree Nichols, the man that was killed in Memphis, and that confrontation with the police officers. You know, what is Joe going to do to reassert? Do you think, is there anything Joe can say that is somehow going to reassert America's leadership in the world? There's nothing. Every world leader's already made their determination. Oh my, they can't believe what they see. They see a guy that is weak, that is a cognitive wreck, feckless. I mean, I'm telling you, the world looks at him in shock. They can't believe that America has elected this guy president. I'm telling you. And for all the mean tweets that everybody hated about Donald Trump, which policies would you prefer for the country? It's really that simple. White House press secretary gets scorched for a fumbled explanation on the Chinese flights, the balloon flights. And how is it possible this administration discovered three previous balloons that flew over the U.S. under the previous administration, but there's not a single Trump official that knew what happened? She says, and we've talked about this before, about how she says PRC, not exactly the language I would use. But anyway, surveillance balloons transited the continental U.S. briefly, at least three times, as you mentioned, the prior administration, and once that we know of beginning in this administration, but never for this duration of time that we know. Nobody knew about it. I think they're just lying. Where's the satellite imaging that would prove it's true? By the way, Hunter Biden wanted an office at the think tank where the former vice president stashes classified documents. One other report is Hunter is weighing launching a legal defense fund because it's costing him $100,000 a month in legal fees. Wow. A lot of money in legal fees. He does have one good attorney. Abby Lowell's a very good attorney, I think, in my view. I don't know about the rest of these guys. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. So many of you ask me all the time, Hannity, I know you believe in the Second Amendment. What kind of gun would you recommend I get? My answer is pretty much always the same. You got to check out my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've got over 200 models to choose from, both rimfire, centerfire calibers. They have their brand new 9mm semi-automatic carbine. It's called the Henry Homesteader. By the way, one of my personal favorites. It'll be yours too. It's ideal for home, property, business protection. Now you can check out their website. You're going to love the configurations. I mean, this is a very special company. HenryUSA.com. You'll get a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. If you're looking for top quality American-made firearms that are affordable and accurate and reliable right out of the box with award-winning customer service and a lifetime satisfaction guarantee, you're going to want a Henry. If you're in the market for high-quality American-made firearms with the best service, just go to HenryUSA.com. Get your free catalog, get your free decals, get a list of dealers where you live. That's HenryUSA.com. You're going to love this company.
Sean Hannity.
Remember all those January 6th letters that went out and subpoenas and, you know, where are your emails, where are your text messages, phone records? Yeah, well, Jim Jordan now is demanding answers from the 51 intelligence officials that lied about zero experience Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, the shoe is now on the other foot. Jim Jordan has also issued subpoenas to Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Miguel Cardona over the school board scandal. That is parents speaking out whether or not they're going to be investigated as potential domestic terrorists. All right, when we come back, Elise Stefanik will weigh in on the State of the Union from her perspective. And then later on, former Defense Secretary under Donald Trump, Christopher Miller, straight ahead.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.